Special guest joining me today here on The Bottom Line Show, Dennis Wilson, here in studio with us today from Wilson Financial Services, 800-696-9970. Wilson Financial, the only financial service analyst that and advisors that I've ever recommended here on The Bottom Line Show, and he brought his entourage with him as well, Brooke and Dennis and Chewy. Welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Hey, great to be here, Raj.
Go around the horn and let us know who's here. And we know we've heard a lot about Chewy, but the chance to get Brookie in on the conversation.
Well, my granddaughter Brooke is with me, and she has been with us now. It's unbelievable, but she's been with us almost 18 months.
Wow.
Poor girl, and she's suffering from that, too. She's aged so much, it's sad. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. But, no, she's with us today, and so we're excited to be here, and we're ready to share whatever you want us to share about.
Well, let's talk about some things. I mean, obviously, as we're coming up on the end of the year, which means we're getting into first quarter of 2024, which means tax day will be upon us. And there are a lot of people who are coming to the realization, maybe they're getting ready to retire. I know we have a couple of family members who are looking at November, December as, you know, putting in their paperwork and signing up for Social Security. But there are a lot of people who get a huge surprise when they get to the retirement time because for whatever reason, they say, hey, wait a minute. Okay, I got a 401k, I've got an IRA, I'm ready to retire. And yet, I didn't know I was retiring in a partnership. I thought it was just me. And you talked very kind of tongue in cheek, but about the fact that a lot of people don't realize that it's you and our friends at the Internal Revenue Service who are kind of in partnership when it comes to that. Talk about what that does to a 401k or an IRA.
Well, yeah, it's really, you'd be surprised how many people don't realize what you just said. They retire and they think, well, I've got $1 million in my 401k. And they don't realize that, hey, if they take that $1 million today, they're going to give Uncle Sam between $300,000 and $400,000 of it.
Wow.
And when
wow.
you tell them that, that's a response. That is their response. Wow. And you wonder, well, how could they be that naive? But they're really, it isn't a matter of naive. It's just a matter of that no one ever tells them. I mean, I had this is many, many years ago, but I had a doctor client who had over $10 million in his IRA account, and he thought he did not know that he owed any taxes on that money.
Oh, my.
And I thought, well, you know, I mean, he's obviously a pretty smart guy, but when it came to that, he was pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So well, it's just yeah. what nobody, no one has ever told you. So how do you know if nobody tells you?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I recommend that our listeners contact Wilson Financial at 800-696-9970, 800-696-9970, because if you're in that situation where you're getting ready to retire at the end of this year or the first part of next year, and you're thinking, my 401k, my IRA is golden, all of a sudden you don't realize you've got this partner saying, hey, you have to have a required minimum distribution. You can't leave a certain amount to your family members without having to pay tax on it. I mean, not much of a partnership, Dennis. I mean, it doesn't really seem very fair at all telling you what to do.
And it's ironic because, you know, what you just described was just recent. The IRS, it used to be that you could leave your IRA to your children or your grandchildren, and they could leave the money set, and they really had a legacy plan. Right. Now, if you leave it to your children or your grandchildren, they pay taxes on it right away. And who made that new rule? Do you think you had anything to do with that new rule?
Mm-mm.
No, the IRS, in their infinite wisdom, they did that for you because they really appreciate the fact that you want to donate to their cause because they spend it faster than they can print it. And so,
right.
You know, tax rates, sadly, are going to go up in the future. And the IRS is counting on that. They're also making changes in the law so that they can get so they can tax your money sooner. It's the time where you need to do something about it. Actually, hopefully you do it a couple years before you retire so that you have a chance to really see if there's some alternatives that are really going to help you in the long range planning, because most people, they think that a Roth IRA is a four-letter word, but they don't realize that a Roth IRA could really eliminate a lot of the burdens of the taxes in retirement, especially if they have enough time to make it work for them. So,
mm-hmm. Now, and speaking of which, when you contact Wilson Financial, ask about the Roth IRA, because this is something, Dennis, we talk about my family, my mom and dad are clients of yours, my sister. So many Bottom Line listeners have become clients of Wilson Financial Advisors simply because of the recommendation of what they hear here, and they're very, very happy with their results. But this is one of those situations now where I just learned something about what's going on at Wilson Financial, where you are actually employing this, you know, with your all the employees. So Brooke benefits from this, and Tess and everybody else that you contact there, involving a Roth IRA alternative. Talk about what you mean by the Roth, because Roths are good, but you've got a Roth alternative that's even better.
Well, the problem with Roths are they limit what you can do. In other words, you can barely put in, I think it's $7,000 it's up to, you can put in a year. Mm-hmm. And you have, and the IRS in their infinite wisdom gives you all kinds of rules you have to have before you qualify it. Well, the Roth IRA alternative is outside that box. It's covered by a different part of the tax code than the Internal Revenue Code. Mm-hmm. And so it allows you to accumulate money on a tax-free basis, as well as using the current Roth, the ability of taking an IRA and making it a Roth. And so we're pretty good at both of those things, and actually we're better than pretty good. We're really good at what we do, and that's one of the things that we really enjoy helping people, show them. I've got a client who was just in the other day, and I said, so we'll have this $1 million transferred over between now and the time you retire, and so it'll all be tax-free instead of taxable.
Wow. And
now, he didn't understand how it was going to work exactly, but he's a pretty smart guy. He owns his own business. And so he says, oh, okay, well, yeah, this makes sense. Why would I leave this here taxable when I don't have to?
Exactly.
I said, well, yeah. So I showed him a way. Now, does it mean that he's not going to pay a little money in taxes? Because obviously they're going to pay a little bit of money in taxes, but they can, with a little bit of planning, they can pay way less, as little as half, actually in some cases even more than half.
Yeah.
And so, it's fun planning. It's something that actually we just started doing in the last 18 months, so we got to give Brooke credit because she didn't know about it, but it's actually when we started doing it, so...
Yeah, well, let's give her full credit for that.
Yeah, we'll give her full credit, yeah.
The Roth IRA alternative from Wilson Financial, one of the many alternatives that you will receive and have opportunities to invest in when you contact Wilson Financial Advisors, 800-696-9970, 800-696-9970, or you can just go to kbrightradio.com/Wilson Financial, and you can get the ball rolling there, express your interest in what Dennis and the team are doing to help you save your money for retirement and save your money in retirement. I mean, if you can imagine having $1 million IRA, like Dennis just mentioned, converting it to one of these Roth alternatives and saving a couple $100,000 in taxes. I mean, when you get to be a certain age, Dennis, I mean, you and I both know there's something called recovery time, or the ramp, if you will, that when you're younger, you can be a little more reckless, a little more adventurous, if you will, with your investments. The older we get, though, if you hit a loss in your 70s, it's really difficult to recover. And I know you have a client who came to you recently and took advantage of a program that I still think is too good to be true when you talk about 13% returns. But you had a client you were telling me about who came to your office who said, hey, I just took a big hit on my 401k and I'm trying to recover, you know, just to kind of get back to normal. Talk about how you were able to help her with this 13% account.
Well, you know, this is one of those good news, bad news. Bad news, good news. She came into us and her 401k had been $900,000 when she retired. And by the time that she came to see us, it had gone down to $740,000. And that was just a little over less than a year. So to say that she was in panic mode would probably be a correct way. But, I mean, she didn't show it, but she obviously felt that way because she's a good friend of my son. And so she came in and met with us, and we solved it. We showed her how to take the current IRA and make it $840,000 in the next 12 months and get her back on track. Now, we didn't get her all the way back, but we sure got her a long ways back, and it completely changed her mental being because she's not worried about, A, spending money, and she's not worried about retirement because she's going to have a nice nest egg there. So it's a fun thing to help people do, and it's a mindset. You know,
And the beauty of something like that, Dennis, is, you know, here she comes in with what she thought, okay, this is my nest egg. I'm going to live on a couple of withdrawals a year, and it's going to earn some interest, and yeah, I'll pay a little taxes, but that's fine. But when you start at 900 and you lose about, you know, 15-16% of the value of that in 1 year, not because you were taking money out, but because the market's going south, and you're trying to stop the bleeding at that point. And the fact that you have this 13% program that allows someone to move from a traditional 401k into a Roth IRA, that, you know, there's contact Wilson Financial to find out how you get that 13%. It's easier for them to explain it than for me to explain here on the radio. But the idea that she lost $150,000 in 18 months, and you showed her a way to get 2/3 of that back within a year and on the upward trajectory. You know, that peace of mind has got to be, it's invaluable.
Damn. Yeah, and we showed her that where she'll never lose money again. So that is invaluable. It's really important. And then the other thing, too, that there was fun in this case was the fact that that she literally couldn't see how she would be able to spend any money at retirement, because that's what that's what happens. When you see account dropping like that, your immediate reaction is, well, I can't spend any of this money. Look at how fast it's going down. So she completely reversed that mindset. So it was a fun experience. She has written letters to both our staff people and me, and how much she appreciates it. And so she loves us. But well, Beck, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
No, that's part of the fun of what we do, is that we get these kind of letters from people on a regular basis.
Yeah, I love that. And you mentioned the entire staff, too. I know whenever I talk to my parents about their accounts with Wilson Financial, my dad always says, well, say hi to Dennis for me. And my mom always says, say hi to Tess for me. So, I mean, that's one of the beautiful things. And once she met Brooke, I mean, I'm sure that will be the case as well. But it's a family operation. And it's one of those places where I know in this day and age, the brokerage firms that handle these types of 401ks and IRAs or whatever, I don't want to say they're cold and faceless, but you're dealing with the actual people at Wilson Financial. It's a family-run business. These are the folks, when you come into the office, you meet with them, that's the team. You know, I mean, there's no, you're not going to get passed off from one rep to another. There's no, you know, nameless, faceless, you know, type of corporation behind it. It really is a family business that Dennis and Kathy have cultivated over the past 50 plus years. And it's why we have no trouble recommending them here at the Bottom Line Show. Dennis, there's a term that I learned from you. I think I may have picked it up from Brooke too. When it comes to people of a certain age, and I'm at the bottom end of the baby boom in terms of that, you know, age group, but people in their 60s and 70s are considered to be baby boomers. And there's a process that you refer to as the baby boom dilemma that you have a solution for. Kind of give us a 60-second overview of what the dilemma is, and then how Wilson Financial has alternatives that can help make this a lot easier to navigate.
Well, one of the dilemmas is that when they reach retirement, they don't realize that if they have a large 401k, that what is going to happen is that now all of their Social Security is going to be taxable, or most of it's going to be taxable. And when you tell them that they're going to be taxed on their Social Security, they're surprised by that. Well, that's only the first step in the dilemma. The next step is, well, what am I going to do for permanent income? Because no one's ever talked to them. They aren't financial planners. They don't know permanent income from, you know, any other, I mean, they just don't understand all the concepts that are behind it. They need to know, do they need long-term care? Do they need to know whether this is, whether they're going to have money for their children? They don't. So many people, when they're ready to retire, they worry about being a burden to their children. Well,
right.
And so and that's the kind of dilemma that has been created by a 401k. So we have a video that we give out called the Baby Boomer Dilemma, which kind of explains that and gives them some examples of how to not be in that position. And so it's a well-received video. I think almost everybody that we've given it to has watched it, has appreciated it. And so that's why we give it out.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful resource. It's helpful. It's very informative, but it also not only explains how the 401k IRA business model basically was formed, but then it also gives you as a consumer the opportunity to say, okay, well, now what can I do to avoid the pitfalls of this? And of course, when you contact Wilson Financial, they are armed with a whole cache of different arrangements, different alternatives, if you will, that will help you really thrive in your retirement years. If you got stuck in a 401k or an individual retirement account, or you've been waiting on your company pension and it keeps kind of going away, there are definitely some alternatives that you can put into practice to make your retirement years more meaningful and definitely more fruitful. Dennis Wilson, Wilson Financial, 800-696-9970, 800-696-9970, or go to wilson-financial.com. We've got that linked at the bottomlineshow.com in perpetuity. And also you can go to kbrightradio.com/Wilson Financial and get the ball rolling there. Dennis, we've done all the talking. Brooke hasn't had a chance to say hi or anything. Brooke, would you have anything to add to everything your grandpa was talking about today?
Well, he is a smart guy, and I get to listen in on all of these things all the time. So
yeah.
It is a lot, but that's why you need to come talk to him, is to figure out specifically for you how all of these things can benefit your future and your time. So Yeah.
Right. It's never too early to start this conversation. And it really isn't. I mean, there are very few exceptions, Dennis. It's really not too late to make a call to Wilson Financial and say, okay, I'm in this situation. What can I do? Is that a fair statement to make?
It is a fair statement. It really is. We're salespeople helping people in their late 80s and early 90s. And so, yes, it's a fair statement. In fact, but one of the other fair statements you said earlier is that when they meet Brooke, they're going to like her. That's the problem. Everybody likes her better than me already. So between her and Chewy, I'm the third fiddle.
I was going to say, right, you know, it's to the point now where Chewy barks when I come in instead of, you know, just kind of running rather silently. So he's like, hey, don't mess up my groove here with Dennis and Brooke. But we really enjoy the friendship and the partnership. And Dennis and Brooke, thanks for being with us today here on The Bottom Line Show. God bless you guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at The Bottom Line Show.
Hey, the same to you. And be sure and give the boss a hug and tell her we said hi and that we're looking forward to going out to dinner the next time we get a chance.